بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا and welcome to our program. First of all, we ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah accept our Salatul Istisqa. And we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala look at us with the eyes of mercy and rahmah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept the dua of the ummah for rain and for sayyib and nafi'ah and for water. O Allah, accept the dua of the children. O Allah, accept the dua of the elderly people. O Allah, do not turn the dua of the ummah. And Ya Allah, show us your mercy soon, not later. Brother and sister in Islam, we say Jazakallah for those who did make Salatul Istisqa for us and those who make dua for rain. And we believe that Allah is a provider. And we believe that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will never punish Ummatul Islam because of the sin of someone or because of the azab of someone. Everyone is talking this week about the shortage of water, and we believe that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He's Hayyun Qayyum Razzaq, He's the one who will never put His servant on a desperate time or a desperate moment. When we talk about istisqa or asking Allah water, we remember that we rely on asbab. Many of us, we rely on asbab. When the water cut from your house, you never read Salatul Istisqa. You run quickly to Johannesburg City or the government department and you run to see what's wrong. So you're running for asbab. But when we have that problem, we call it the direct problem with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we leave the asbab and we run to the musabbib, to the causer. As I said, when our tap or our pipe blocked or broken, we don't make Salatul Istisqa. We run to the asbab of Allah and we go to the plumber or the people who look after this. And then, but when the rain stop, we know now that we need Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, not the asbab of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Water. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We have created from water every living being. Sheep need water. Everyone need water. Even when you cry, you need water to flow from your eyes. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said in Quran that we have tested them بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. We have tested them in their body and their wealth. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ. They may beg Allah or ask Allah. Ummatul Islam, in this moment, our South African Muslims must understand that the Kitab of Allah is the absolute message from Allah and we have to run to it. كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Indeed, insan will turn away from Allah when he feels that he's independent or he's self-sufficient. Now and then, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala squeeze us to say, O Allah, because many of us, we are mustaghni. We turn away from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Salatul Istisqa, when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us this beautiful sunnah, They say you come out from your house. You must do it in the open field. Why? We don't want to be a Malik. We don't want to be the possessive person or the person who owns something. Run to the kingdom of Allah and take whosoever weaker than you. Take your children, take your sick people, take some animals and run and say, "Oh Allah, I'm miskin and I'm zalim. But for the sake of these little children, for the sake of this old man, for the sake of that innocent animal, please, Ya Allah, have mercy on us." Brother and sister in Islam, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that indeed you will get helped by the dua of the weak people or the poor people or those who are powerless. إِنَّمَا تُنصَرُونَ بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab used to call the children and said, "Make dua for me, boy. You don't have a problem with Allah. It means your dua is accepted." Ummatul Islam, we need the dua of our weak people or our powerless people, those who are sick, those who are traveling, those who are poor, those who are young. Please, make dua. And oh Allah, do not punish us because of our sin, because you are Ghafoor Rahim. Salatul Istisqa, you change your condition. You change that arrogance you have. Go to Allah with zilla, humiliation. Show Allah that you are needy. And some ulama said, even you turn the kurta upside down. And then, you turn the kurta upside down, and you go as a beggar to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Salatul Istisqa is direct speech between you and Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, we are crying for water. But I want you to think with me about one ayah. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا If you count only one benefit, one favor from Allah and one sustenance from Allah, one, you weren't able to count the benefit of that one. That's why when we ask the brothers and sisters, follow the sunnah of Allah, they don't want to listen. And they said, Israf fil ma, wasting water is haram even if you are using a running river. People don't want to go to see the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And indeed, that secret of life is water. That's why we have so many hadith regarding the water. And we got ayat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In Jannah you will have rivers and water. So you need... You know in Quran you got something, it's called bi'r, the well. It's between two rocks. We have something that's called jub, that's in Surah Yusuf. So the jub, you got some curve there inside the well there. And then we got something that's called naba. Naba is a fountain. And we got something also that's called masil, that the valley or waterfall, they call it. And then we have nahar, anhar, river. And we have yam. It's also sea and ocean and river. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about water in Quran in a beautiful way. And also he spoke about water as a adab. So when we tell the brother, can you live without water? Why don't you go and take a cold drink or juice? You say, no. I need water. I need the plain ni'mat of Allah. That's why we said to the Muslim, are you Muslim or something else? Or you name yourself something? You know, people like to name themselves. I am this, or I am this group, or I am that group. We tell you, you know what? Allah wants you like a pure water. Pure water, they call it al-ma'u safi. The pure water. Everyone need it, and everyone will accept it. So, the plain Muslim, the one who follow the kitab and sunnah, practicing his madhab without any racism, without any funny ideology on his head, we call him the pure water. Al-ma'u safi. The plant need it, animal need it, sick person need it, healthy person need it, and you will never find that pure water rejected. But you put little sugar there, it's called sugar water. You put little salt there, never get it water, they call it salty water. So are you a purely Muslim, or you have your tradition with you, you put it there on the water? You have your own secular education, you put it there on your water? Or you are al-mahajjatul bayda, deenul fitra, the deen only khalisul lillah, ala lillahi deenul khalis. So we take that opportunity and remind the ummah that you must be that pure water, and you meet Allah with that pure iman. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Otherwise, once you play with that recipe, or that type of mixture of water, you will meet Allah with no pure water. You will get a shirk, or bid'ah, or you will get some misguidance in your life. Exactly, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us water to survive. Water as mercy. But don't forget, there is water in Jahannam. وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ. Oh, not every water is healthy. This water of Jahannam is كَالْمُهْلِ, boiling iron. Ummatul Islam, sometimes water is عذاب of Allah. And we tell the brother, when you read the dua after adhan, اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة, and then you proceed with the dua, and then you say, وآتي محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة والدرجة الرفيعة, and then you said, واسقنا بيده شربة هنيئة مريئة لا نظمأ بعدها أبدا. Oh Allah, grant us one drink from the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the day of Hashr, it will quench your thirst. You will never get thirsty after it. And you see, they ask one sahabi, what is the ni'mat of dunya? ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You will be questioned about the favor of Allah in the day of Qiyamah. They ask him, what is that ayah about? He said, شَرْبَةُ مَا, in the hot weather, in the hot day, the drink of water, when you feel thirsty in the heat of the day. That's called ni'mat of Allah. It's like Jannah. It's like Jannah. So nowadays, people are worried and stressed that there's no water. And you look at your garden, you look at yourself and said, no, we don't want to get that azab of Allah. And don't forget, water sometimes, when it comes without the barakat of Allah, sayyiban nafi'a, become tsunami. You see what, how Allah destroyed the people of Nuh? Fir'aun. Fir'aun was dead by because of water. And then we have so many people, they're practicing the evil of the people of Nuh, or the evil of Fir'aun. And then you will see now, water is a soldier from amongst the soldiers of Allah. Benefit from it or punish with it. That's why in Islam, that لا يمنع أحدكم فضل مائه, no one of you forbid others to take some water from him. And he said, if someone stop you from taking water and you're about to die, fight him to get that water. And they say the next war is going to be the war of water. Brother and sister in Islam, as I said, let us come back to Allah and we gain that barakat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, you stop giving people water, you gain the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You stop paying zakat, Allah will stop his zakat from his side. You know his zakat is what? Rain. And when the rain come, will never benefit the soil or the ground. Ummatul Islam, everything needs water. So, sometimes water is ni'mah, or water is ibtila from Allah. Like fire. Fire, we use it in a good way, and also is ibtila, is a test of Allah, can punish you with. Even water, food. Food sometimes give you benefit and kill you. Your children sometimes also, they can be beneficial for you or they become curse on you. Your cleverness, your common sense can help you or take you, may Allah save us, to kufr. Your power, when you misuse your power, your money, your beauty, Ummatul Islam, Fir'aun said, هذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي. These rivers are running under me. It's not his river, but he said his river. And then, very soon, he became under the river, not the river under him. Died in the water. Ummatul Islam, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us some sign of Qiyamah, that the shortage of water. Why? بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Because of what our hand has done. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ حَتَّى يَنْحَاصِرُ الْفُرَاتِ. The day of Qiyamah won't come until that the river of Furat in Iraq will get dry. Afraid. Ummatul Islam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala count this dunya as a living thing because of water. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if this dunya has value in the eyes of Allah like the wing of mosquito, he would never give the disbeliever sharbatama. You know, when he stopped the water, that disbeliever will die. But amongst the favor of Allah and mercy of Allah, that he's still giving the disbeliever the sharbatama. As I said to you now, in Jannah there's river, min ma'in ghayra asin, a pure river. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will wait for us around the haud, the fountain. And your Jannah has min tahtiha al-anhar, min tahtiha, from under it. And then there is another ayah, no, min tahtiha al-anhar, you got your own well in your Jannah. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was warning us 1400 years ago. He said, wasting water is a sin, even when you use it for wudu. Even if you use it in wudu to make ibadah, you're not allowed to waste water. Even if you are making wudu from the river. Ummatul Islam, what about those who abuse the water with no fear of Allah, who fear for himself? We need water for wudu, for ghusl. Water is a barakah. And you remember our famous water, Zamzam. Ummatul Islam, Muslim is the water himself. Irrigate and quench the thirst of the kuffar when he gave them da'wah and gave them the beautiful way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the Jannah. Reading Quran on the water, you gain, you know the research, that when you read any ayah in the Quran al-Kareem, it goes to the chemistry of this water and break it and make, you know, the doctors make a very nice research. You say the elements of the water and all that, the chemical of the water, it change after you read some verses in that water. And it's a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the taste of the water after Quran, even the color of the water and the heat of the water. That's why we make Bismillah before we eat. Because this word is called Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When you say it, Allah knows, and it will change the taste and the barakah of the water for beneficial, and the food as well. Why? It was like that. Water is a creation of Allah. Kullun qad alima salatahu wa tasbiha. All the creation of Allah knows the order of Allah and become a slave of Allah to obey Allah. So when you read Quran on the water, or you read Bismillah and you drink, it's not only ibadah. There is a healthy way, and there is scientific miracle on that. I'm not a specialist for that, but many scholars and scientists wrote a big kitab about that type of miracle of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Zamzam, every prophet read the dua on it. And also Zamzam for thousands of years from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, still listening to the dua of Hujjaj, the Salat of Hujjaj, because Zamzam right inside the Masjid al-Haram. So definitely someone tell me, Sheikh, what is the difference between Zamzam and the water and the river? Is all the creation will say, no, wait, don't fight. Zamzam, that well, with that spring which Allah gave it to us, hearing the dua and talbiyah and the adhan on haram next to the Kaaba, and we were talking now about when you read dua, the water change, and that beneficial water become more, and also, the elements in the water change for benefit. So imagine now that well, from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam till now, how many million hujjaj were next to it reading Allah, dua, and malaika is there, definitely this water change. Even the wudu water, you know the hasad, that if you feel that someone make hasad, take the wudu of that person, or that the one who is mahsud, being affected by eyes, and use it. Anyhow, why when we get angry, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go make wudu when you are angry. One, when we have that at a wild sexual desire, we say, go and make ghusl. Why, when someone want to divorce his wife, he must go and make wudu first? You say, the sunnah, yeah, sunnah, but there is a reason also after that. Why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala insisted that me and you must make wudu before salah? To be clean. We are clean. Say, no. There is a miracle of Allah there. That water, with the dua of wudu, definitely change your mood, change your physical feeling, change your relationship between you and Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Ummat al-Islam, Imam al-Shafi'i said, stand on the shore of the sea or the river. It gives you a psychological healing. Looking at the rain when it comes down, it gives you shifa and brings you to the mood. Dua on the time of raining, it's a miraculous dua. It's a miraculous dua. Ummatul Islam, this is a deen. This is our deen which we neglect, we don't want to believe and we don't want to practice. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the person who stopped people from using water as a zalim. Zalim to the human being. Zalim to the animal. Zalim to the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And I want to remind you that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an, he went and he bought the well from the Jew. Allahu Akbar. Why he bought that well? He knows that how much reward you will get if you feed and quench the thirst of any creation of Allah, Muslim and non-Muslim, because that Jew used to sell it for the people. Musa alayhi salam, his main ibadah in Quran, that he gave water to who? To his nation? Yes. And who to who else? To the animal and cattle of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam when he saw his daughters. Ummatul Islam, now you know now you are needy to Allah, you are muhtaj to Allah. What do you feel on the qabr? What about when the sun come closer on the day of Hashr, and from where you're going to get water? Brother and sister in Islam, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. Surah Anbiya. Don't you believe? Don't you learn a lesson from that? Ummatul Islam, Allah revealed Quran from the heaven. And from the sky Allah brought the rain. There is river in Jannah, it's called Al-Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. And not only to get water, you must behave yourself when you deal with water. In the time of jihad, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his soldiers and his mujahideen and sahaba, don't destroy the wells and rivers. Leave it. And the adab of drinking water, you must say Bismillah first. And you must say Alhamdulillah after it. Why? It is from Allah. And that is called a miraculous thing to benefit from your water. And he said, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ja'alahu azban furatan bi rahmatihi. Shukr to Allah that Allah made it very sweet and tasty for us through His mercy. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا. So, and shukr that Allah did not make it as salty and accepted in our tongue. Ummatul Islam, sunnatul ma, is part of ibadah. When you drink water, teach our children. It's not a drinking like a people of Jahannam. فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ. Shurb al-heem, the drinking without aql, even in a place of Jahannam. Drinking sitting as a command of Allah and also healthy. Use the right hand and then sip the water. Drink the water is like sipping, not shurb al-heem like the camel. 3 times. لا تشربوا كشرب البعير. Don't drink like the camel. Don't breathe in the water. Don't eat from the main jug or the main jar. You must get a cup. Don't waste on drinking. Don't drink in the middle of the food. You drink before or after. Don't drink in that cups or in some sort of plate or cups made out of gold and silver. I know my young children, you're going to say, why? The Creator tell you like that. Allah said, not only because you obeying the command of Allah, but there is, the scientific people will tell us why. What gold do with the water. And then, hold the main jug or the main cup with the left, and then you take it and drink it with the right. Give it to those who ask for it first. Like Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Al-Hasan, radiallahu anhu, grandson, he asked before Al-Husayn, so Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ran quickly and gave it to the one who asked water first. If you want to pour water, start from the right side. And then, the one who pour water, must drink the last. I don't know, someone going to ask me why. We are 5 people. I got the jar or the jug or the bottle of water. And then, can I drink first, Sheikh? You say, no. Why? You say, the reason for that. Why? Because you're going to keep some for you. But if you drink first, you're going to abuse the water. And then you won't complete the group. If you are on a bus or if we are on a taxi. And then you have that bottle, 2 liters water. And then you want to give the people in the taxi or in the car. Don't drink first. The reason, because you're going to budget that water, you're going to control that water to save for yourself some. But if you drink first, you don't care if that water will be enough or not for the others. So there is a reason, each and every sunnah, there is a reason for it. And then, giving your family water at night, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will forgive all your sin on this night. Again, I'm repeating. Your wife said, bye, pass for me water. Say, hey, you go fetch for yourself. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You know how much reward you lost. Your son cry and say, mommy, I want water. The lady said, you go fetch for yourself. You know how much reward you lost. You lost kafara of all your sin on this night. Hey, we are wasting a lot. Brother and sister in Islam, take this opportunity and ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, O Allah, la tu'adhibna bima fa'ala as-sufaha'u minna. O Allah, don't punish us and punish the animal because of some of the people who commit sin amongst us, whom that all of us were involved in the sin. Ya Allah, bring the rain for the sake of the animals, children, for the sake of your ibadah. O Allah, do not punish the ummah of thirst or any type of shortage of water. O Allah, bring water so that we can worship you and we make shukr to you, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we thank all our friends here and say Jazakallah for Hafiz Bilal and brother Muhsin and all our friends here on Radio Islam Studio. Say shukran jazeeran for your help tonight, and we make dua to Allah. Will accept the dua and the tears of our ummah for rain. And ya Allah, do not punish us with such an act like this. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah save us from any type of punishment of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother, sister in Islam, before the break I was talking about, it is our a'mal. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us some natural disaster like that, drought or anything. It's we learn a lesson from it, because a few years was earthquakes, and then we have some volcano somewhere, and we have some problem, a natural problem in us. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala want to let us taste al adhab al adna. What is adhab al adna? That type of punishment which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bring it. But he said in Quran, bima kasabat aydin nas, that because of what our hand has done. And you know that each and every creation of Allah is the soldiers of Allah. When we see some problem like that, we must say Subhanallah. Subhanallah, because once you say Subhanallah, you return back to Allah. Break that arrogance and pride from our heart, and we must know that Allah is Hayyun Qayyum, and Allah is Aziz. Allah is Almighty. Because nowadays, unfortunately, the technology makes the insan feel that he's God himself. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us some thought of discipline. When he bring the discipline from heaven, is a warning for me and you. It's like that, because sometimes we discipline ourselves, and our family discipline us, or maybe the ummah discipline us, or society, or maybe sharia. If we don't listen to all of that, so heaven and sky must punish us. We tell the non-Muslim and tell the people, please behave good. Discipline yourself, because the punishment will come to all of us. We are in the same boat. We are in the same ship. So do not fight Allah with with your sin, and you cause a problem with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because you see now, innocent children, you're going to suffer because of lack of water. Good people will also suffer. And then we tell the person, it's not all about you, it's about us. Behave yourself. And then you see now how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala punish the people of Lut, nation of Salih, Banu Israel. All of them, they did not want to obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when the Anbiya gave up and they admitted that, ya Allah, these people don't want to listen, so now, as-sama'u tu'addib, heaven must discipline people. And then when we say heaven must discipline people, and it's called the dua of Anbiya. You say, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Salih alayhi salam, all the Anbiya said, ya Allah, I gave up, so do it from your side. Except Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, he never called upon the adab from heaven to the ummah. And he said, no, oh Allah, don't punish them, because I want some of their children to read La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. What Muslim do now, if we see some problem like that? Number one, we believe that Allah is Qadir, Allah is Aziz. We be proud of Allah that He got power on the people. And then we believe that Allah is the King of sky and heaven and rain. He can do whatever He wants, and we have to ask Him to do it. Another thing, we must make tawbah nasuha, the absolute tawbah. I don't know how many times we fight here on radio and say our tawbah is very bad tawbah. Actually, we have to make tawbah from our tawbah. We play game with Allah. And then we must say, atruli ya Rabb, la'allahum yadharra'un. You must cry when you say ya Rabb. You feel that you are needy. And then Muslim must believe that Islam is the true. You say, alhamdulillah that Allah gave us something like that. to let the insan return back to Allah. And then indication for the Qudrat of Allah is for the Qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then we must not justify that act. We say no because of ozone or because of the weather, because of pressure. No, because of Allah. You can't justify it like this. And then we must return back to Allah. We must make dua. Allahumma la tuhlikna bima fa'ala as-sufaha'u minna. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, in his time, there was no rain like this. And then he took his people to make dua, like Salatul Istisqa. And then the rain came without this dua. And he looked at his, down under his feet, he found one insect, namla. And the namla sleep at the back and pull the leg on the sky, and the namla speaking to Allah, "Oh Allah, don't punish us because of the children of Adam. Ya Allah." And the rain came because of the dua of that namla. I was saying before the break that weak people are the weapons for rain. We need the powerless people, the needy people, to talk to Allah. And he said, Sulaiman alayhi salam said, "Oh people, make shukr. You got rain because of the namla, because of the ant." Ummatul Islam, we have to say, "Allahumma la tuhlikna bima fa'ala as-sufaha'u minna," exactly like the dua of that ant. "Oh Allah, don't punish us because of the sin of the children of Adam. Allahumma la tuhlikna bi ghadabik." "Oh Allah, don't banish us because of your anger." Read salah, read nafil salah. Read qul huwallahu ahad. Lot of Suratul Ikhlas, because when Allah is angry, the only way you bring the pleasure of Allah to you back, malaika are reading it to stop the anger of Allah and the azab of Allah. Make so many sajda on behalf of someone, malaika doing it, kathratu sujood. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he went to the miraculous journey of Isra wal Mi'raj, the first ibadah he done it in front of Allah, he made sajda in front of the arsh of Allah. Istiqama, steadfastness. We must advise each other with one ibadah that's called amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. Stop saying it's not your business. Wallahi, it is my business and your business. You see now, the rain now, it's my business and your business now. You can't say it's not your business. Stop zina. He says, not your business. Mind your own. You are my own because the rain is my own. It's for me and my children. And then, do not oppress. Don't make zulm. وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَىٰ إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ. Allah said like that. We will never destroy that community or cities without that we know that the residents, the people who live there, are zalim, oppressive. Ummatul Islam, let us take out sadaqah. And sadaqatu tudfi'u ghadab al-Rabb. The charity stop the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Let us show mercy to the needy. And then Allah will look at us with the eyes of mercy. Let us make istighfar. And we know that Nabi Musa alayhi salam went to read salah for rain. It was also a problem in for many nations, not only us here. And then took people to the open field to read dua. And then ask Allah, rain, there is no rain. Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, why are you not bringing rain?" He said, "One of your group is a sinner, fighting me with that sin for 40 years. Let him get out of that group and gathering, so that I can bring rain and accept the dua." And then Musa alayhi salam said, dress the group and say, "Oh brothers, we got one brother here committing a sin for 40 years. Allah is telling him, get out of that group." And then no one came out. Who's going to expose himself? Especially Banu Israel, they like to look holy. Who's going to do that? If I tell someone here from this masjid here, one makes zina, please go out. Who's going to go? And Yahud like to act holy. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, this man must come out now. The rain won't come till he go. Nabi Musa alayhi salam begging the group and gathering, say, please, for the sake of the children, sake of the animals, come out, my brother. Just ashamed yourself to save us, to give us life. And then, few minutes, the rain came without dead men going out. So, Musa alayhi salam said, oh Allah, why you brought rain while that man is there on the gathering? He said, Musa, my servant make tawbah. My servant make tawbah. He repent to me the absolute tawbah. And then, Musa alayhi salam said, what this man said to you? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, this man said to me, oh Allah, you have covered me for 40 years while I'm insisting to do haram. Will you expose me and embarrass me now after I make tawbah? I promise I make tawbah. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, I will never expose him while he returned back to me. So I accepted his tawbah. In a short way, the only way to get the rain is tawbah. Call people to goodness. Call people to morality, Muslim and non-Muslim. Because you see now the disaster will cover everything. The rain stop for everyone, not only for kuffar. For not only kuffar, even the animal will suffer because of the sin of Bani Adam. So what we do now? Call people to ma'ruf, to goodness. And explain to the people, when we ask them to stop evil, we are not interfering on their life. We worry and we try to save their life. Because you see now. You see now, imagine there's no rain for long now. What are we going to do? And then come back to deen. And then stop, make facade on earth. Don't play with the jinns. Don't play and fight Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ummatul Islam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he asked Allah, Ummati, 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 in Surah Anfal, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah will never punish that ummah while you're still alive amongst them. But our Nabi is not alive amongst us. What should we do, ya Allah? And Allah continue in the verse in Surah Anfal, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah will never punish the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam if they keep making istighfar. Keep making istighfar, you gain the barakat of presence of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us make tadarru'. Let us make a quick tawbah. Let us read the fara'id of Allah. Let us ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, oh Allah, bring your mercy. And let us do the ibadah to stop people from doing evil. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, oh Allah, we are your creation. Don't destroy the building which you built for us. Ummat al-Islam, they say that natural disaster, they call it a pre-court and a small qiyamah. To remember that in the day of qiyamah you will get big one like this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for the brother to pay zakat that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا مَنَعَ قَوْمُنُ الزَّكَاتِ. And then if the people stop paying zakat, إِلَّا مُنِعُ الْقَطْرَ. What is qatra? Yeah, the rain. Rain, like the way. وَلَوْلَا الْبَهَائِمْ لَمْ يُمْطَرُوا. And if it was not for the animal, you wouldn't have that type of rain. Ya Allah, because of the animal bring rain. Ya Allah, because of the children bring rain. Ya Allah, deal with us with your mercy and your generosity. Don't judge us according our amal. Grant us according your mercy and rahmat, Ya Allah. Brother and sister in Islam, keep making dua, not only for rain, for hidayah, for the ummah, for safety and security. Make dua that you die with the heart full of iman, so that you can drink from the hawd of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Unfortunately, my time is up. Inshallah, we'll see you next week. On behalf of you, I'd like to thank Shukran Jazilan for Hafiz Bilal and Brother Muhsin here, those who are helping me tonight. Shukran Jazilan. See you inshallah next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.